Alaska's unemployment rate has reached its highest level in nearly 5 years. The state Labor Department reports the seasonally adjusted rate rose 0.3 percentage point in December to 7.5%. The national rate is 7.2%. Labor economist Dan Robinson says the higher rate is likely the result of the struggling national economy. While the number of people looking for work hasn't increased, Robinson says there hasn't been a corresponding loss. Robinson says there hasn't been a corresponding loss of jobs. Alaska actually added jobs last year, mostly in the oil and gas industry. He says Alaska's economy is young enough that it often lags behind the rest of the U.S.
In the early 70s, we were growing because of pipeline construction. When they were in a nasty recession, in the early 80s, we were growing when they were in a bad recession because we had oil money starting to flow. Early 90s and early 2000, they had smallish recessions, and we just kind of grew through them. We didn't grow stronger during their recessions or anything. But in every case, especially the last two, we've seen our unemployment rate rise when there's been a national recession.
The State Labor Department is expected to publish its 2009 economic forecast early next week. Robinson says Alaska is still heading into the recession, while the rest of the U.S. is already involved. The recession will result in job losses in all major sectors, according to three economists speaking this week at economic forums in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. They say 2009 will be a year of decline, and the longer the recession drags on in the national economy, the more drag it will have on Alaska's. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander reports.
Economist Pat Burden says 2009 will be a period of no growth in Alaska.
Anti-growth, that might be the way to think about it.
Burden is president of Northern Economics, the state's largest economic consulting firm.
Jobs will decline about 3,400 total. It's our estimate, but you have to keep that in perspective. When we include the self-employed and we include the military in the total number of jobs, we're looking at less than a 1% reduction. So while 3,400 sounds big, it's not that bad. Earnings will decline about $400 million, about 1.5%, and GSP will drop 14.1 total. Most of that's just due to the drop in crude oil prices.
GSP is gross state product, the total of all goods and services produced in a state for a given year. Alaska has enjoyed steady economic growth in many sectors for about 20 years. Now Burden says big job losses will come in the natural resources sector, which accounts for most of Alaska's gross state product. The oil and gas industry has added jobs over recent years as oil prices climbed, a barrel of North Slope crude reaching more than $140 last July.
We anticipate that the price of crude is going to be in the $45 to $50 range average throughout the year. It's going to be lower in the first half. We hope that it's going to rise in the second half. We had similar price reductions in the metals in the state. Zinc is down to maybe less than a third of what it was over a year ago. So we're looking for jobs to decrease about 1,100 or about 3.9%. And we're looking for the gross state product to decrease $13.5 billion. And it's really because we're coming off a peak of GSP growth that happened in 2008 with those really high oil prices.
Burden expects a loss of about 700 construction and manufacturing jobs. He says another 700 could be lost in Alaska's financial and services sector.
The services sector in particular has a large component of self-employed, and we think the self-employed are going to have dramatically lower earnings. They'll be trying to look for real jobs that aren't going to be there.
Burden predicts job losses in all other sectors except government and the military.
We are looking for some modest increase in the number of troops assigned to Alaska. We're looking for about 100 people in the federal government to come back. The state, maybe 100 people added, and in local government, we're looking for 1 to 200. So we're about 500 total growth in jobs for the government.
Burden cites studies that indicate recessions created by financial crises like this one will be longer and deeper than a typical recession, but he says it won't be as bad in Alaska as in the lower 48. He has been joined at the economic forums by Pacific Rim expert Gary Isham of Wells Fargo HSBC Trade Bank and Greg Wolf, director of World Trade Center Alaska. The recession has spread worldwide. Alaska's top three trading markets, China, South Korea, and Japan, are all in economic decline. Isham says trade volumes have decreased significantly in the past 6 months. He says in a recessionary period, global trade normally slows but does not contract. That's not the case in this recession.
This is the first time ever that trade is actually contracting on an annual basis.
worldwide.
Despite that, Alaska companies doing business outside the state may want to turn to overseas markets, says World Trade Center Director Wolf. For example, he cites huge growth in Alaska exports to China from $100 million in 2001 to $700 million last year. Wolf says the state's exports to foreign nations totaled about $3.7 billion in 2008. Foreign exports are about 10% of the gross state product. Seafood remains the top export commodity. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.